Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing, online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Insider Call is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Jason, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
Yeah, no worries, man. Hope you guys are well.
So, last night Russ Wilson trying to just say, hey, young cat, your time is going to come, but I'm still here?
Well, I think it certainly was Russ kind of getting back to basics. Russ making a point to find DK Metcalf early in the game and get him established. So this wasn't a situation where, you know, you're scrambling to force something to him late. I think they kind of just kind of got mentally refocused and stayed within sort of the confines of the offense and made some plays. The real story for me was defensively. I just didn't think Seattle had that in them. Carlos Dunlap was definitely being misused and mishandled in Cincinnati. He wanted out for a reason, and he's paying big dividends for Seattle. You know, I still have some questions about their back end, and I certainly think, Jamal Adams, I still don't know exactly how they gave up an awful lot for him, and that's still a work in progress. And I don't think Kyler Murray was quite right either, guys. I think that shoulder was an issue.
Yeah, I had that one down. And I think you could see it the whole game that he was trying to play through that and not let on that it was a big deal. Are they going to have some repercussions going forward? I mean, do you think that's something we're hearing about later on in the week or next week, that's going to be an issue for them?
I mean, it could be.
He made a couple good throws,
I don't think it's anything major. I think if it was something structural, that kid's the franchise.
They'd have pulled him. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he's going to get some prolonged rest here coming off a Thursday game. So, I got 9 million things happening at my house right now. I don't think long-term it's an issue. They obviously, again, want to be as careful as they can with a player of that magnitude playing that position. And it's hard to sweep a team. It's hard to sweep a good team. And the Seahawks really knew that was – I mean, Seahawks lose that game. You know, that thing could start unraveling pretty quickly there. So that was – I don't know if it was a must-win, but it's something close to it. And they took care of business. Now let's see if their defense can keep it up.
Right. Are you more confident, Jason? I wonder, like, their defense has been historically bad and did play well, I think, maybe above its head yesterday. Are you more confident in the Rams in the West, or with what Seattle's got left? Because I think they basically play the whole NFC East still. Is it their division? Who would you give it to at this point?
I think Russell is really special. And even with that defense being historically bad, they're 4 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams aren't a great matchup for them with some of the things they can do defensively. But I think the Rams also... offensively, I don't want to say it's vanilla, but there's a few things they do well, and they just keep doing them and doing them and doing them. And some weeks teams stop it, and some weeks teams don't. I don't think Goff is going to, he's not going to take games over. He's not going to dominate. He's going to take what's given. And I just don't know about the explosiveness overall of that team. But they've been much better on defense than I thought they would be. You know, I thought they had a couple of standout defenders, but I wondered about collectively that unit. You know, how good would they be? How consistent would they be? And that's really what's carried them. And at this point, I don't think it's going to disappear. I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving. So I think the Rams are a good team. I don't know that they're as good as the Seahawks.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Lockenfour, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider here on the show. Jason, obviously the news this morning is that the Saints will have no offensive packages for Jameis Winston. It will be all Taysom Hill getting the start there, and they obviously have invested quite a bit in him. They paid him, so I guess it's important for them to see exactly who or what he is. Do you believe in Taysom Hill?
I believe in Sean Payton, and Sean Payton has clearly, I mean, this has been telegraphed for a while, that he thinks post-Drew Brees they could win with Taysom Hill. And at first it was sort of whispers and words, and then they put it into contract form, and look, is that a it's not a big quarterback contract, but it's a significant enough contract. And it's more than you would pay, you know, just a gadget guy who you think is going to play special teams and feature in, you know, I don't know, 5 to 10 snaps any given week. I think it'll be a different defense, to say the least. I think it will be a even more robust running attack, and I think the things that Taysom Hill will unlock in the run game, in Sean's mind, can probably compensate for maybe some of the limitations in the pass game, given that this cat hasn't really played the position in quite some time. And, you know, what is he? He's 30 years old, and that's a team that's in win-now mode right now. I don't think he's going to have Taysom Hill chucking it 50 yards downfield. But that's not really who they were with Drew Brees the last couple of years. So I get it. He's seen it up close. He's had more access to it, Sean has, than anybody else. And he knows the position, and he knows his offense. I don't think he looks at Taysom Hill like Drew Brees. I think he looks at Taysom Hill and sees, you know, a sort of a morphing of a lot of different sort of run-first quarterbacks that we've seen come into the league. And the misnomer about Sean is that, like, he's just a pass-happy guy. Now, he would be perfectly fine, mm-hmm, you knowing he's running it, and he knows he's running it, and everybody in the stadium knows he's running it, and you just can't stop it. And I think you will see some interesting pistol looks. You'll see some mesh point stuff. You'll see some RPOs. It's going to allow him to get a little deeper into that playbook.
Why then bring in Jameis?
If Taysom Hill's going to be playing a physical style of quarterback, that could lend itself to injuries. And I think you do want to have a prototypical backup as well. And as much as you like what you see in practice against your defense, it's a very different scenario on Sunday against dudes, you know, who are fighting for playoff spots and standings and incentives and paychecks and all that, too. So, I mean, you certainly want to have some insurance in case this doesn't work, or he goes out there and throws four picks and it's like, hey, I got to change something up at halftime and we'll get back to the Taysom stuff next week, but I got to try to throw myself back into this game, and it's going to require deep shots. And Jameis can push the ball down the field. I mean, he may throw it to the other team, but he'll get it there. So I get it all the way. I mean, it's $1 million. You know what I mean?
It's
nothing. It's like a seventh of what he's paying Taysom Hill. So I think it makes sense all around. And I think you just have to see how this thing goes. They're thinking more like 3 weeks with Drew Brees than they are, you know, the 6 weeks we saw with Bridgewater last year when Brees was out. So, you know, look, if they're in a Hail Mary situation, if they're in a 3rd and 25, I think you'll probably see Jameis on the field. Like, you just don't know how game flow is going to go, how certain things are going to work out.
Titans, Colts, both 6-3. Colts obviously got the leg up right now in the South because they got that win last week. Both flawed, though, Jason. Like, Titans can't get any pressure on anybody. And the Colts, if you do get the pressure on Phillip, it seems like that's when he'll serve them up, although they've got obviously one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL. If you're looking at that race, Titans, Colts in the South, which one do you like better, obviously with the Colts a little bit out ahead right now?
I like the Colts. The Colts have been able to run the football, yep, the last couple of weeks, which has been huge for them. I mean, I think they were over 5 yards a carry against the Ravens. They were over 5 yards a carry again last week. You saw, you know, them activate Hines more in the horizontal passing game, which is what Phillip wants to do. Phillip doesn't really want to throw vertical, and I mean, Hilton, when he's right, can get a little bit vertical, I guess, but he's not that right anymore, and he's older. You know, Pittman is emerging as a target, but it's comebacks and hitches and, you know, slants. Like, Phillip wants to play point guard and get it out of his hand, and that's who they are. But now being able to run the ball a little bit, and that's a very good offensive line. And I tell you what, the defense is absolutely legit. Buckner is a man. That's the fastest group. I mean, people talk about Tampa's linebackers, and we could talk about Seattle's linebackers, you know, maybe a little bit more back in a few years back. But those cats, it's not just Darius Leonard. They all run. They all hit. They all have tremendous instincts. Great speed. And that secondary, I mean, you don't like to say it, but losing Malik Hooker turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because Blackman is a force in the passing game and the run game. When he drops in the box, when they run blitz him, I think it's a very good football team. They're very well coached, and, like, sometimes it's just not your year. And you look at that Tennessee Titans injury report right now, and you look at the murderer's row that they've kind of, the gauntlet of defenses that they've gone through, and the toll it's taking, and you look at the numbers with Luan at left tackle and the numbers without Luan at left tackle, and a defense that isn't really special against the run or the pass and really stinks on third down, might not be your year.
Do you do it again if you're the Colts? Because you know what the formula is to win, but yet you clearly see he's lost something. He's not getting it down the field vertically, like you point out. Has he done enough that you go, and we know the relationship with Reich is a very close one. Has he done it enough, Jason, that you do it another year with Phillip?
Oh, no. For me personally, I think they'd be better with Jacoby Brissett right now.
I agree 100% right now.
Jacoby can make the high percentage
pass. They'd be more efficient.
He doesn't turn it over, and he can push it downfield a little more, and he unlocks another aspect of your run game. No, I think they'd be a better team with Jacoby Brissett.
Agreed.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Locken for Insider Calls, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. If you're going to have to basically have your defense not practice for an entire week, if you're the Raiders, best to go ahead and knock that out this week, right? So you have
right.
That built in.
They were going to hang 40 on you anyway. So, right. Yeah, I mean, they did a great job in that first meeting at Arrowhead. I just look at the Raiders defense and it's
not good.
No, right. It's not. And the offense doesn't turn it over, and that's a very high percent. I mean, go look at the percentage of passes to tight ends and running backs in that offense. It's overwhelming, and that's what Carr does best. And they hit just enough with Ruggs or Aguilar downfield to keep you honest. But they need to stay on the field and churn up time of possession and run everything through Jacobs, which is smart. But if that defense is on the field for any period of time, I mean, Max Crosby's a try-hard guy. He maximizes every bit of athletic talent he has, but that's the closest thing they have to a pass rusher. You don't get a whole lot of attack from their linebackers. And I have questions about the secondary. They've made great strides, but I look at that team and you look at who's going to be in the playoffs in the AFC, and I don't know that the Raiders are going to be able to put a string of wins together in January because of that defense, and I think you'll look at them drafting a preponderance of defensive players. And they look, they're a well-coached team. Gruden has done good stuff there. They found an identity. They know who they are on offense. I just think the talent discrepancy on defense will catch up to them at some point.
Do you think it's over for Pace and Nagy in Chicago, or because,
yeah.
I mean, it feels like it, right? I mean, you've had this long to identify a quarterback and look at the mess that you've got on your hands. So are we looking at new GM, new coach, new quarterback next year? Is it a slow sort of push the button? What's going to happen?
I don't see how they avoid that. I mean, the next step will be, you know, they'll play Foles for probably another game out of the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll activate Trubisky from IR, and he'll practice well, and you'll hear, oh, wow, Mitchley looks like a different
looking
guy.
Looking good, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah, yeah. And then they'll flip it to him thinking maybe he saves jobs, and he ain't going to save
won't.
Jobs.
Right.
And then the ownership's going to have a decision to make, and people forget about how much money they paid Mike Glennon. And nobody really talks about how much money they're paying Nick Foles. I mean, they gave up real assets to take on one of the worst contracts in football and then turned to the guy with like 13 weeks left thinking he was going to somehow do anything. I mean, 2-3 weeks with a really good skill players around him, maybe. Whatever. Basically a full season with that group? Forget about it. No, you can't mismanage systematically year over year the most important position in all of professional sports and do it in free agency through trades. and through the draft. Like, they've bleeped it up on all
every
three,
way
like,
possible.
They can't
right.
get it right anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't – and they're wasting the defense. They're just wasting years where the defense, with even just a league average offense, could have carried them into something meaningful in January. Nah, they've had a lot of bites at the apple, and I just don't see how you go to your ticket base and say we're going to let them try again
right.
to fix the quarterback position. I just don't think that's tenable.
And then last thing today, Jason, we appreciate the time as always. It seems like honestly the game of the week. You got 2-6-3 teams, the Titans and the Ravens. The Ravens they need one bad, and so are the Titans. I mean, you have two pretty desperate teams.
This game is in a world of hurt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you see it going?
I lean a little bit to the Ravens, but I don't like the direction either of these teams are really trending in right now, to be honest with you. But, man, oh, man, the way the Titans beat Baltimore in January, you look at how they did it. Conklin and Luan, not there. Roger Saffold played his butt off. I mean, he's still not practicing. Now, they haven't put their final practice report, final injury report out. But even with the extra rest, he hasn't seen the field. Jones, the center, hasn't seen the field. Tannehill went from getting pressured 24% of the time when Luan was there to getting pressured 33.3% of the
makes
time since he went down.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, no Brandon Williams and no Calais Campbell, and that's their two best run stuffers. I honestly feel like whoever scores first probably wins this game because neither of these teams are really constituted to play from behind. I just think Baltimore being at home, being as desperate as they are, and knowing that they've got guys out on the edge with speed like Dobbins and like the quarterback who this defense probably can't really account for, I think, the first one who scores and the first one who gets to 38, 40, total rushes as a team probably wins this game.
Jason, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time.
You got it, guys. Have a good afternoon. Thank
you. He is Jason Lockenfor. Insider Call is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also catch Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out twice a week. All you have to do is search Baldy wherever you find your podcast. 2-6-3 teams meeting this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.